The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
Donna, you're worried that your daughter is an alcoholic?
Yes.
Yeah, how old is she?
She'll be 21 in November. She's 20.
She's 20. Is she living with you?
No, she's going to college in Tallahassee.
And is that how far away is that from you?
About 7 hours.
Okay, so she's got her independence.
Yeah, well, I was up there a few months ago trying to get, you know, because I heard from my other daughter what was going on.
Okay, what's going on? In a nutshell, what do you hear?
Oh, that she's passing out and sleeping around, and just the other day, she was so drunk she was peeing in her pants, and someone told me that was alcohol poisoning. I'm not sure if that, you know, if that's the case.
And as a parent, if she's 20, she's not, is she of legal age there, right?
Yes.
So what say do you have? What type of relationship do you have with her? Because you don't have any legal say.
Right.
Unless she's totally incompetent, unless you have a doctor declaring her incompetent, then you have more say, but she's going to resist you. So what's your connection with her?
She's not very close to me right now because, I mean, I'm on to her so much, you know. She's closer to her father. And you
know, her father an alcoholic?
He was.
He was.
And it's on his grandfather was. And, you know, she knows all this. And she's just in denial. When I was there, I told her, I said, I'm not leaving unless you go for help or I'm putting you in rehab. And she said that she didn't like how she was acting. She was going to quit, but she hasn't. My other daughter, you know, she's still drinking and sleeping around.
Okay, so she's potentially playing with fire. She could get, is she driving too while she's drinking?
Well, most of the time she calls my daughter she asks somebody else to bring her. I mean, to bring her home.
So she's smart that way. She will get a designated driver.
Right.
She will get somebody else. So your daughter's involved in her life. Is your daughter close to her, your other daughter?
Well, no, she actually is very upset with her because she's told us stuff, you know, and, you know, told on her about her drinking. So she was really upset with her, but I told her, you know, hopefully you would have done the same thing if she was in trouble. And I mean, they're talking now. I mean, they live together, but they're moving separate now because of this. It's too much on the other one.
What would you like to do?
You want
to know if she's an alcoholic first. I know that's your first question, and I'll answer that in a second. The second question, what would you like to do?
To know how to help her. I mean, I know I can't force her to go in rehab, I guess, because of her age.
Okay, here's the big thing. You can't force a mind. You can reach out to her. You can remind her of her better moments in life,
mm-hmm.
of her successes, because people usually drink for what reason?
Depression.
They feel really upset about something in their life. Something's out of control. They're making bad decisions. And they said, it's called many times self-medication.
Well, I know what it is, yeah. Her boyfriend broke up with her.
Oh, how long ago?
A year ago, and she started going downhill ever since.
And she doesn't have, is that when she started drinking? She didn't have a problem before then?
No, she didn't drink, go out, she didn't party, she's just the perfect child. And she says she's over him, and she doesn't think that's the problem.
So do you think there could be something else going on that you're not aware of?
I feel deep down, because they weren't together for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was, in 2 days, she cried for like 2 days, and after that she said she was fine. She was over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, you don't get over it in 2 days.
A smart mom.
Huh?
You're a smart mom.
Yeah.
Because you do not get over it. So she may be self-medicating. She may be
right.
Dulling the pain of rejection and not wanting to take a closer look at it. And, of course, to refuse to face your fears, you're going to assume that the worst is true.
Right. And she was a virgin, too. They didn't have, you know, she was
right.
Waiting until she got married.
Oh, she was waiting. So now she's playing the field, maybe getting back at him in her mind or who knows what. In terms of your first question with is she alcohol...
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Many romantic partners have complaints like, I live in the shadow of my husband's life, or I feel invisible to my girlfriend. These are common complaints, but you never want to betray yourself in a romantic partnership. When both partners value themselves and are lovingly honest with one another, romance flourishes. Discover the secrets to lasting love in this liberating book, The Selfish Path to Romance, by Drs. Edwin Locke and Ellen Kenner. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
In terms of your first question with, is she alcohol, if she's got the slurred speech, if she's drinking, if she's peeing the way you're saying, passing out, sleeping around,
Yeah. She
definitely has an alcohol problem.
Yeah.
What you definitely want to help her with it, but you can't help her by threatening her. That doesn't work.
Right.
If you say to her, honey, my guess is that it's really hard for you to manage you're hurting someplace. Try to find out where her hurt is.
Uh-huh.
You're hurting someplace. I know I've threatened you, and I love you so much, and it's so sad. You're hurting. I don't know where you're hurting, whether it's something with our family or the relationship. And you may tell me no, but privately in your own mind, it may help to figure out where you're hurting and to get some help for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to love your life. And right now you're making some choices that are not going in that direction.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when you were a kid, you wanted to become a fill in the blank, whatever it was. And I don't want any guy, whether it's this guy, to destroy my daughter's life. So I want to be here. Tell me how I can help you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can try reaching out to her. You can also look up on how to reach out to somebody who has an alcohol problem, you know, to do some more research. I know you did that by calling me, but
Yeah. You
can get some books. Cognitive behavioral therapists are excellent.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
All romantic partners experience conflicts, no matter how strong their love, but there are more and less effective ways to resolve such conflicts. Above all, partners need good communication skills. If partners cannot communicate well when conflicts arise, a gulf will open between them that will widen if not properly addressed. The intimate, loving soulmate relationship that they started with will likely degenerate into a relationship plagued by feelings of anger, hurt, invisibility, and emotional separation. The end result may well be the destruction of the relationship, followed by bitterness, cynicism, and despair.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.